Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online too at besteveryou.com. Now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show. With me, we have a wonderful guest with us. We have celebrity makeup artist and life coach, Michelle Phillips. Welcome, Michelle.
Well, thank you for having me, Elizabeth. I'm really excited to be here with you today.
How are you?
I'm doing really well, very well.
Where
How are you
are
doing?
You? I'm snowed in. Where are you?
Okay. I am actually looking out at the water watching sailboats go by in Florida. It's beautiful here.
This
is why I live here, because in the wintertime, it's actually so gorgeous. So gorgeous
I got to tell you, I'm getting a little bit, I better not jinx us, because here in Maine, we've hardly had any snow this year. It just started to snow, and it's almost February 1st. But it's snowing, and it's beautiful outside, Michelle. It's beautiful. I'm outside. I'm looking at my window right now at a blizzard.
That is beauty, isn't it? That is, if we take a look at nature around us and our different weather patterns, you can always see beauty in everything, and I agree. Mm-hmm. I lived in Minnesota a couple years ago. Oh. And it was so much fun to get out and play in the snow, especially with kids, just to have inner child get out there and play and have some fun.
Snow angels. All right, I got to read a little bit more about you here so that people know who you are besides just a celebrity makeup artist and life coach, because you really work with people everywhere to bring out their best, and not from the outside to the outside, from the inside out. And we'll talk about that a little bit, because you have a book that I have in front of me called The Beauty Blueprint. And for those of you following, you can go to Michelle's website also at michellephillips.com. Let me spell that for you. It's michellephillips.com. So michellephillips.com. And then you are also on Twitter at TV Beauty Coach. So you're on Twitter at TV Beauty Coach. So maybe we'll do some live tweeting of, if you say something profound, we'll tweet it out into the universe.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, perfect. But you share your message in your book and your message overall with various TV appearances. You've been on Hay House Radio. And, this book is about 8 steps to building the life and look of your dreams. And let me just share a little bit more, and feel free to interrupt me too. But along the way, you were asked to move in front of the camera as the beauty and style correspondent on Tampa Bay's 10. And eventually, you were cast as the host of the station's morning talk show. How cool. That was called Studio 10. But since then, you've made appearances on The Daily Buzz, Gal Time, Head Drama, that's fun,
yes.
Better TV, She Knows TV, HSN, TLC, HGTV, and now Best Ever You, I guess, right? We can add the Best Ever You Network to that list. But while working behind the scenes, and eventually, you were in front of the camera, you made some really neat discoveries. Can you tell me and tell the people listening what the biggest discovery that you made was?
Well, that's a really good question, because there are many discoveries I've made, but I think the biggest discovery I've made is that no matter how someone looks on the outside, if they don't feel good about who they are on the inside, it really doesn't matter. Because I've had some of the most beautiful people sit in my chair, outwardly, physically beautiful, and still not feel good about themselves, and feel very insecure and trapped in their minds with feeling like they're not good enough, they don't look good enough, so many things. So I have found through my own work, but not just working with others, but through my own journey of self-discovery, that it is really important that we love ourselves and live our lives according to what we really want and what we feel and what our passions are and what our values are. And so that is something that I am driven to do. I'm driven to help people look at beauty from a whole different perspective, and it is from within.
Yeah, you know, since this book arrived at my home, it, you know, it speaks to a lot of what we try to do on Best Ever You, of course, also. But I haven't been able to put this book down for some reason, and I can't quite put my fingers on why. But I pick it up and I read it, and then I put it down, and I pick it up and I read it, and I put it down. And every time I pick it up, I see something new that strikes me. And so, I mean, this book strikes a chord with me, and I'm wondering how long. I'll get back to a lot of things here, but I'm wondering how long it took you to write this.
Years. It took years of a process of mm-hmm. discovery and learning life coaching and working with women. What I basically did is I journaled, and I had 13 notebooks full of information, and mm-hmm. I started creating workshops for women and started to really get out there and help empower women on the inside, as well as then helping them create an image that reflected who they were on the inside and how they wanted to present that out to the world. Mm-hmm. And when I finally stopped and said, what is it I want to do next? And it came to me to write the book. It was already written, but it was a process in the making, you know, so it didn't happen mm-hmm. overnight. But once I did sit down and put it all together, it took about a year.
Yeah, it feels like this took some thought. It doesn't feel like you just sat down and went, you know, I'm a celebrity makeup artist, and I'm going to write a book now about it. It's not one of those books. It's deep. And
I'm glad that you feel that way.
Yeah.
It's a process, and I've started coaching circles for women, and I give 4-week telecourses, which is an online telecourse that women join me from all over the world. In fact, I just finished one last night, and we even had a woman joining from Australia, Canada, all over the world. And when I take them through this process in just 4 weeks, last night I was on the line with many women who've had these incredible awakenings and shifts in their own lives, and the rediscovery process of who they are, what they want, what their value systems are, but then also what their dreams and passions are. And when they started to really take the steps towards what it was that they wanted within just several weeks, they changed their lives. But in really small steps make huge changes. So that's what the book is about. And so when the people see Beauty Blueprint, yes, I offer a bunch of great beauty advice, and I help you, you know, with creating your own personal style. But before I do that, the first 7 steps is about recreating you. And what it is, you know, it's kind of like our next chapter. We're always changing. We're always growing. So what do you want to do moving forward? So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can tell that, you know, one of the things when I first opened the book, I opened up to why most makeovers don't work, and I had a giggle because, you know, I'm a little older, you know, I'm 42, and I kind of know that, you know, I for some reason I know that, you know, no matter how you make me over, I'm still going to be in front of the camera being me. It's my same eyes, my hair, my, you know, my smile,
right,
my face,
yeah,
my everything. It's me, hi, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure people quite get that. Because you see people, oh, look at such and such and her hair is dark. Look at such and such and her hair is blonde. Look at such and such and she's dropped 30 pounds. That's really wonderful and everything. But what you're saying is, that's great that we're going to make you as beautiful as you can be on the outside, but on the inside, you may have some work to do.
Exactly. And if you think about your best friend or people that you're really gravitated to in life in general, what is it that you love about them? I'm sure that the first thing that comes to mind is not their hairstyle, right? Now, it may be their overall sense of style might be part of what you love about a friend of yours, but primarily what we see in others is what we love about them, is what we have in ourselves too, and that is that happiness and joy that they radiate, enthusiasm for life, or their sense of humor, or their creativity, whatever that may be. That's what we're attracted to in people. So the outward appearance is something that in our society, in our culture, when we meet someone within the first 7 seconds, we judge them on their outer appearance. So, you know, that is something that's important to most of us, that we look good. But honestly, you're not really going to project a positive overall appearance if you don't feel good.
Right.
About who you are. So it starts from within, and then you can polish the outside if you so choose to do and to maybe, you know, tweak a few things about your outer appearance. But, you know, without going on too long, I just want to say, you know, one of the people that I find is the most beautiful woman that has been a cover girl in many of our magazines last year is Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, I love her.
Yes, and so that's my
her.
Point.
And she's not a supermodel,
you know, nobody,
either.
We all think she's amazing and gorgeous and fantastic because of what she exudes. And so that's what I'm really trying to teach others, is exude that. And then, sure, then you can figure out what style represents what you exude.
Yeah.
See? Then you can find a style that you can say, you know what, I'm going to wear tuxedo pants and a shirt and a, you know, funky hat, because that's me, you know, rather than what other people dictate. And people will love you and accept you for it because they're really attracted to who you are.
That's
and that's just your packaging. So, yeah, that's what the book is really about.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
I love
and
that.
My coaching circles.
Yeah, that's a great example because, yeah, that beauty, that shine, it shines through, you know, it shines outward and shines through if you, you know, are genuinely happy. What would you like to focus on today? It's awfully hard to do beauty over the radio, you know, and to tell people how to put on their fake eyelashes and comb their hair right over the radio.
Right, and that's why that's just the last chapter of my book. Seriously,
yes.
The first seven chapters, what I start with is first figuring out where you are today and where, you know, so that moving forward you can figure out what's blocking you, if there's anything blocking you from moving forward. And so this, to me, is a really important step for all of us in our lives and for something for us to take a look at over and over again, every 3 to 6 months. I have women that I work with and I coach, and they say, you know what, I took this assessment a few months ago, and now something else has come up. You know, where in your life, under the category of health or relationship or maybe career or finance, is there something that you really need to tend to that you haven't been, you know, you may be procrastinating or you've been pushing to the side, that you need to take the steps towards improving in your life so that you can move forward? And that's a really big step, Elizabeth, because if we don't do that, it's like we can go around and, you know, be looking for the next thing, but if we're not taking the steps to remove what's blocking us, it's hard to get to that next thing.
Yeah, I love this. Your beauty blueprint supply list. Here's what you guys need, okay? Everybody listening, you ready? Here's what you need.
Yes.
You think it's going to be something else, but we're going to give you a different beauty blueprint supply list. We're going to give you the go get a journal, index cards, your favorite pen, some old magazines, colored markers or pencils, a cork board or poster board, and scissors.
Right.
All right, why? Are there more?
Why?
Oh, some thumbtacks. We need your website, of course, too, and then a unit, you know, a handy-dandy unit, like a storage box or something to put all that in. But why? Why should I go get all that stuff?
Because, first of all, a journal is really important. For example, that first step I just shared with you, the Beauty Blueprint Assessment, it's important that you write things down and take a look at where you are in your life and then where you want to go. And so all the steps in the book, there's 8 steps, but the 7 steps that you go through first are the ones, that, like I was talking about, the assessment. Where are you and where do you want to go? So you need to journal those things so that you can work through the process. And then, for example, I had a client who called me up and said, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. I've moved to a new state, and I'm feeling overwhelmed, and I can't get motivated to do anything. I just want to sleep all the time. And so then also my career is being affected because I was an artist in the last town that I lived in and was doing very well, and then here I don't know anyone. So that's why this assessment's good for you to write down in your journal. Now you've got your journal, you've got your pen, you can write down. For her, hers was her health. She was feeling tired, lethargic, just completely overwhelmed because she just didn't have the energy to get out of the house and do anything. And so when she took a look at her health and decided to take the steps to figure out what's blocking her, she went to the doctor. The doctor looked at her overall eating habits and figured out that maybe there were some things in her diet that needed to be changed to help her start to feel better. So immediately, about 4 days later, she started to feel better. So then her next step was, how could she find support in her new community to help build her new business in the art world? Excuse me. Okay. So she took the steps to do that because she felt blocked in that area too because she was feeling fearful, but she realized she needed to make a plan. When she made that plan, she started stepping out and introducing herself. Within 6 weeks of doing that, she was invited to hang her art in a very prestigious gallery in town and sold $10,000 of art within that six-week time period. So that's why it's really important to journal what it is and create that assessment. And then, of course, the second step is to start finding the beauty in yourself and in your life. And that's where the index cards come into play so that you can write down affirmations and start to really feel good about who you are rather than coming up with all the things that are wrong with us.
You know, during our next Motivation Marathon, I think you need to be a speaker. We just did this huge 9-day teleseminar that went global, and it was at motivationmarathon.com, and we had 47 or so speakers join us.
Wow.
And I met you a little bit late, but it is so your thing, and I hope that in the fall and then at our next January event, you might consider joining us as a speaker because you talk about a lot of the things that, you know, Deb Scott and I talk about on Motivation Marathon and on the Best Ever You Network. And I love this assessment. You know, I don't want to give away the whole book here. Want to go through it page by page, of course, because, you know, we do want people to go to your website or find it on Amazon.com. But it talks about all the things that we love to talk about to somebody listening, you know, your mind, your body, your spirit, and then your attitude and your appearance and your self-esteem and all the things that go into making you, you. And, you know, I don't mean to talk too much because it's really your interview, you said something about hair earlier. And about when I started Best Ever You, one of the things that dawned on me that I was focused so much on how my hair and nails looked that it was amazing. Like, how's my hair? How's my makeup? And how are my nails? Why are women so programmed like that?
Yes.
How's my heart? How do I feel? How are my, you know, how's my attitude today? You know, we don't wake up going, how's my attitude today? We wake up going, my hair. Very strange.
Isn't that the truth, Elizabeth? And this is why I talk about beauty is my hook, right? But I'm teaching people how to really feel better about themselves on the inside. But what I have come from is 18 years of working behind the scenes and creating images for the media that appear to be perfect.
Yeah.
And what we're comparing ourselves to is not real. There's no way that any of us, not even the model that you're looking at on the page, looks that perfect. So what we've done is we're raised in a culture where we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people, images, and also the things we've been told from people that we absolutely love in our lives who have the best intentions, but we've been programmed to, you know, always look good, make sure that you say the right thing, do the right thing. You know, that's extremely important, especially for women. I know my mom raised me that way, and of
mine
course
too.
She was doing the best, right, as a mom to raise me. But these are things that can also be good for us, but taken in extreme can hold us back. And so this is what I'm trying to do is I call these my beauty breakthroughs. I had a woman on the coaching call last night who said, in the 4 weeks that I've been working with you, Michelle, I just want to share that 4 weeks ago I was really struggling with, you know, who I am and loving myself because I've been through so much and I was, you know, really berating myself and holding myself kind of accountable and saying, oh, I'm just not good enough, and that's why all these things are happening to me. But and she would just kind of hide and not eat. And because of not eating, she started having an eating disorder. Like, things start to emotionally happen to us inside, but that also affects our appearance greatly, right? And then we look in the mirror, and we don't think that we look good anymore. It's just a spiral effect. So when she decided that she had a light inside of her, and that light needed to shine, and she realized that those things that she was thinking and feeling could be changed immediately in her thought process, and that she had the power to take and change those, you know, those negative things that she's thinking in her mind, or that she's, you know, created or taken on. She said, "I've gained 10 pounds. I get up in the morning, I get out of the house, I don't hide anymore." Because she decided to change and take the steps to start thinking positive about herself rather than negative. And so that's a really big answer to your question about hair and nails, but yeah, that's where it begins, is where we start off and we are wanting to look perfect on the outside. Yeah. And I'm not saying that a good haircut won't make you feel better.
I love to go
get my hair cut. But, yeah, you know, it's just that we look at images in the media that are really programming us without us even realizing.
It's funny. I was talking to my girlfriend earlier this morning before I went on TV on Fox, and I said, you know, there should be some sort of disclaimer that runs on anybody's beauty ad that says, you know, by using this product, you might not look like this person pitching it, because they might have had Botox, fillers, Restylane, you know, hair dye, you know what I mean? And there is nothing like that right. would ever, you know, indicate that anybody's had anything done to them other than use that cream or product or whatever. And it's almost, it's interesting. I don't know where I'm going to go with that, but I thought of it today as I was talking to my friend, and I'm like, you know, I wonder if there's some disclaimer that, you know how, like, if people pay you to pitch their product, you have to use it kind of thing?
Yeah.
Is that silly? Would that ever happen in the world?
I think that there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, in England, I believe that they did something with I don't know who, or I don't want to say.
It doesn't matter who it
Julia
was,
Roberts, it was a skincare cream that they had to say that this particular photograph has been airbrushed. And I don't know the exact situation. But there's also a video on my Facebook fan page. If you go to Michelle Phillips' Facebook fan page, I'm old school, so it's a fan page because I opened it like a couple years ago.
I just posted
a video last night of this exact topic. That's very profound about the images in the media that we see. But, you know, I do believe that there's products out there that can help you look better, and there are things that people can do to maybe help them look a little bit more youthful, and that's everyone's a choice in what they want to do. What I worry about is that people that are doing these things to the nth degree to really cover up what they feel is missing on the inside. Yeah. You know, so there's a difference between really getting obsessed with it or just saying, hey, you know what, by exercising and dieting and taking good care of myself and using good skincare and eating, taking vitamins and things, I can really improve how my skin looks, my hair looks, my body looks. That's okay. I just worry about the people who look in the mirror and say, I'm never good enough no matter what, and they still, you know, are constantly
terrible, that negative chatter. And you know, we were talking on the Motivation Marathon about this. I said to my husband, I'm like, honey, when you look in the mirror and you have your jeans on, do you turn around and say, do these jeans make my butt look fat? And he's like, never. And, you know, he's 54. And he's like, no, I don't. I put my jeans on. And, you know, it's a joke we have between us, and he said, no, I put my jeans on and I just go. And it was funny because I got dressed and I accidentally had his jeans on. And they were huge. I'm like, whose jeans do I have on? And I turn around and I'm like, he's like, you've got my jeans.
Funny. That is great.
But we've we've been married.
I have to share with you off air a joke my husband shared with me about that too. It's very funny. He's a comedian. You know, according to the Dove Real Beauty studies they've done, only 2% of women feel that they're beautiful when they look in the mirror.
Isn't that awful? I saw that too, and I was going to ask you if you were Dove Beautied, and I kind of know you are, just judging from the content here, but, you know, it's a shame, isn't it? I know I've really changed my chatter in my probably mid-30s. My chatter has become not the, oh, my God, you're so fat, oh, my God, you're this, oh, my God, you're that, to, you know, you're all right. And it's changed my outlook completely, you know, and I have four kids, and you know, I've just posted actually pictures of me pregnant yesterday or the day before in my blog because I'm on like a, I'm going to lose 20 pounds and it's just going to be what I'm going to do this year. It's something I want to do. I want to lose 20 pounds. And so I've started by detoxing my sugar because I know that that's really where my soft spot is with sugar.
Right.
And it's amazing how, where I'm going with this is it's amazing how one tiny little change can make such a huge, like you said earlier, impact on your life. Maybe just drinking water or taking out sugar or eliminating caffeine or that red sweater or that new mascara or that little lipstick or whatever it is. Can you talk about how just a tiny little change can make a big ripple effect? Because we're big believers in best ever you of small changes.
So true. Yes. In fact, this past Saturday, I went out and had a speaking presentation with Weight Watchers, with people who are going through the Weight Watchers program. And the reason I was asked to come out there is because I work so much with my clients on improving their inner lives that they lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I've had so many women lose 20 pounds or more by going through my programs with me. And it's because the first part of my process, you go through the assessment, the second part is really identifying your beautiful qualities and starting to do mirror work and loving yourself. And this is a process that, I know that Louise Hay shares this and You Can Heal Your Life, and it is her whole, you know, mind, body, spirit, everything comes from loving yourself within, right? And so this is so profound when I work with women in terms of beauty, because when you start to identify all the things that you love about yourself, sometimes it can be really challenging. And because we can always come up with 10 things that are wrong about us, right? Like our butt, mm-hmm. and our thighs, and my stomach, and then my wrinkles, whatever. So I have women, and men too, so I don't want to discount the men, but they really have to go deep within and not just look at their physical qualities, but what are your traits in terms of your talents and then your personality traits, and write all of these down and keep going. Just keep going. I make you at least do 20, but keep going. That's where we post those note cards everywhere. So you say, I am amazing. I am creative. I am beautiful. I love my smile. I love my hair. I love my arms. You know, I love my sense of humor. I love my strength and my compassion. And this is a process that I have all of my girls go through for 30 days. I want you to look in the mirror every morning and say, I love you. You know, I love you, Elizabeth. And do this every time you pass the mirror. And when you really start to do it, you know, in the beginning it feels awkward, but what happens is you start to really stop and appreciate yourself.
Now, even as you just said that, even as you just said, I hate my butt, I hate my thighs, I hate my arms, do you know that as you said that, when you said I hate my butt, I'm like, yep, me too. I hate my arms, yep, me too. I hate my thighs, yep, me too. But when you said I'm funny, I went, funny. You know, I am creative. Yeah, I am creative. So what makes us go, yeah, I am, or, oh, no, I'm not?
Well,
it's easier,
nine times out of ten, it's really easy to come up with things that are wrong with us. But do we really walk around bragging about what's right with us all the time? Well, no. I mean, we grew up, people were telling us, don't brag, it's not nice. Well, really? The first thing we do on the coaching calls is we brag. So tell us, you know, everybody go around the horn and share. What did you accomplish in the past week that you're really proud of? And if it was, you know, I got out today and took a walk, or I took an hour for myself and decided to take a bath and read a book, or I decided to, you know, move towards planning my new business venture, whatever it is. But we need to start bragging about ourselves, and we need to start looking at what's right about ourselves rather than what's wrong, and start deleting those negative thoughts in our minds that come into play. And as soon as they come in, that's when I say, journal it. What is coming up for you? And then I want you to put a big X mark through that and then write down what the truth is. Because when we don't really feel good about who we are, it's because we're thinking thoughts and taking actions that are really against the core of who we are. You know, if you look at your best friend and name all of her amazing qualities, the things that you see in your best friend are in you too. So when you're not talking nice to you, could you imagine not saying those things to your best friend? No.
Yeah.
Right? So that reprogramming, when I am watching women and men lose weight from just reprogramming their thoughts, because when you do, then you stop sabotaging yourself with mindless eating or foods that aren't as good for you, and you start taking better care of yourself when you start appreciating and loving yourself, and it starts with changing your thoughts.
It's been so
that's
fun.
That's the next step in my book.
Yeah, no, I know, and I don't want to go through the whole thing, but
it's okay.
Kind of fun, though, to do this with you, because I think people really learn from it. You know, they'll learn from this call and pick up these things, and, you know, I think they're probably, it's really hard to get people to go from a radio show to a buy button on the books.
Right.
But if the author explains it well enough, people are, you know, the book is almost so useful that you can't help but want to buy it.
That's why I started the coaching circle telecourses, so I could support people going through the process, because most of the people that have joined the telecourse have read the book, but when they do the exercises with me, then they can say, this is coming up for me and I feel really silly, but this is coming up and I don't know how to overcome this resistance that's inside of me. And then I can coach them through it and offer them the support. And then the other people in the group offer them support. And sometimes in a group of people you don't know, it's kind of nice to be able to share things that you may not want to tell your best friends or your spouse. You know, certain things that are coming up for you, what you kind of feel silly about even thinking, but we all think those things. We all think them. Even myself, we're always going through a process. Nobody's ever gotten to the perfect place of overcoming fears or obstacles. We all keep going through it, but the more we learn, the more we become aware, the more tools we have, the better we can move through it with more ease rather than stopping and freezing and feeling stuck or overwhelmed and then just saying, forget it.
Yeah.
Which is
now, so we're at the halfway mark, and I just wanted to remind everyone that we're speaking with Michelle Phillips, and you can visit her website at michellephillips.com. There's two L's in all of that, in the Michelle and in the Phillips, and she is the author of The Beauty Blueprint, and it's basically rediscover who you are from the inside out. But also, what's neat about Michelle is that she's also a celebrity makeup artist. So as you're rediscovering the inner part of you, she can also kind of help us tweak the outside of us too a little bit.
Right.
which is sometimes important too. And I do want to shift gears a little bit to that. But first, I was wondering if we could talk a little bit about foundation, because I'm a really big believer in anything that you do, you have to have pretty much a rock solid foundation, and you have to stand for something, and you need to stand for something, some values. And, I turned to page 89 of your book, and it's interesting. I was flipping through it just casually right now as we were talking. I'm like, oh, wow, there's something I totally believe in. And it's resonating with me. Can you talk about, you know, you talk about foundation outside and foundation inside. What do you mean by foundation values? Do you mean the color of the foundation that I'm going to put on my face?
No. Well, when as a makeup artist, the foundation is the most important, probably, step that you will take in creating your makeup, because with the wrong foundation and without the right color, then nothing that you put on top of it is going to look good. And so for me as a life coach, the first thing that I discovered when I was being taught life coaching myself was how to discover what my values are. And I thought, well, I know what I value. Well, there's a process in the book that I share that I was taught as a life coach on how to really look at what your values are. And it's by looking at a lot of words that I offer on a paper and
sure.
really circling what words resonate with you, and then taking those words and narrowing them down. And bottom line, what happens is you can look at your core values from a different perspective. So for me, my core values are creativity and connection and peace and teaching, you know, inspiring. Is in that, those are two other values that are very strong for me. So what happens is when we identify our core values, and you can have more than three or four core values, but I like to pick your top, like, three to five to just have as your...
How do you do that? I'm looking at this list going, yeah, because I'm looking at this list going, yep, those are all
things
I agree with.
Yeah, so what you do is, so it's a list you circle. You could circle all of them if you wanted to. And then I ask you to narrow it down to fewer words. What are the top 10? And then out of those top 10, what are the top 5? And if some other words come up for you that aren't on that list, you can add to it. So, you know, so for example, if someone comes to me with an opportunity or I'm getting ready to take some kind of step in life and I'm feeling this kind of angst in me thinking, oh, it doesn't feel right. Why doesn't it feel right? And you look at those core values. If those core values, if the angst that you feel is because probably it's not in alignment with your core value system. Maybe there's something coming up for you. And so it's an incredible tool and barometer to have and to take a look at and say, ah, this situation is looking very chaotic to me, and I like peace in my life. Now, are we always going to have peace?
Okay.
No, you're not always going to be a choice to be able to have that. But at least you can recognize that. So it's an incredible tool.
What can I ask you? What is it too personal to ask you on the radio what yours are? And then I was going to share. And I was looking at this list, going, okay, this is what mine are, and then I was going to have you maybe do an exercise with me. What are your core values? Some of them, anyway.
Mine. I really am. Peace is a big one for me. I like to be at peace inside and in stillness, and creativity, connection.
Yeah.
I have a very strong need to be connected to others, and to be a teacher.
That's really interesting. So I can see you with the teacher thing for sure. So now, okay, with that said, with yours, does that mean that if somebody comes in and tries to teach you something that you might be uncomfortable?
No, in fact, I have a huge thirst for learning more.
Okay.
Because as a teacher, I always want to teach more. So I study, like right now, I study under a coach who is an actual instructor in a very, very well-known coaching school. So I'm always taking my coaching to the next level, and then I'm always attending classes or studying other things that I learned from other Hay House authors that do what I do, but maybe in a different way. For example, on Friday, I was taught the tapping methodology. I don't know if you're familiar with the tapping.
Yep, I know what that is.
Yeah, so
cool.
I explored some of the healing exercises that I teach my clients, but with incorporating tapping, and I had a huge release from it. It's interesting because I think when our value systems, when they're important to us, then you're always going to want to be gravitating towards other people that might have the same values so that you can actually grow and nurture your own value system.
Interesting. Okay, so what does this mean about me? If mine are sincerity, peace, trust, joy, and fun.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, if I was in your class and I said circle those, what does that mean for me? Because I'm sure it means something. So at my core values, does that mean I'm sincere and trustworthy, or does that mean I need to be around people who are sincere and trustworthy?
Oh, sure, that is very important to you. It's very important to you.
Yeah,
so
those are my core.
That is your core. These are values that are important to you. So you trust others, therefore you expect others to trust. You know, you want to be around people that you feel are trustworthy because you are trustworthy. So, you know, our environment will tend to mirror who we are. But if our environment is not mirroring who we are, for example, if you're around a lot of people that are not trustworthy, I can guarantee your life is in disarray right now.
Yeah, no, and I know that too, because if I can't trust somebody, it makes me nuts.
Exactly. So that's what it's less of. So it's for you to know who you are, but it's primarily for you to recognize, why am I so upset, or why am I not feeling right? And it's go back to your values, and it's usually because whatever's going on around you or whatever you've stepped into or, you know, the situation is not mirroring your core values, or it's against who you are.
Got it.
So that's what, that's the barometer. Yeah, and it's powerful. And then women go, and men too. I don't want to discount men because I have more women followers than men. But they go, oh, my God, that explains so much.
Yeah, it's good for me too. A light bulb just went off. And I've kind of known, okay, that's a core value. That's, you know, it's something I believe in and everything. But I've never had it said to me quite like that. So that was neat. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
and I think people listening,
and that's the whole process of the book is lots of those little, I call them beauty breakthroughs. You know, things you go, oh my gosh, that helps.
It does. And it's neat for you to explain them too. Okay. Now, we know you're a makeup artist, and I do want to talk about fears with you, but I think I'm going to have you on again because I think people want to hear a little bit about makeup-y things. Because you know, part of you. So is that okay if we split the call? Kind of
absolutely.
Like 40 minutes on the other stuff and 20 on the other. Okay. Where should we start with beauty? Because this is going to be hard on radio, too, because you can't, you know, we can't see you put somebody's makeup on or anything like that.
Right.
Should we start in somebody's closet, or should we start in somebody's first impression, or... I like this, align your appearance with your desires.
Right.
How about if I desire to be in sweatpants all the time?
Well, yeah, I have to tell you, I'm in my yoga pants right now, and I have about 5 different pairs in different colors because I wear them in my office every day. What I want to say in terms of align your appearance with your desires is when you step out and when you're interacting with other people, do you want to be perceived as knowledgeable, credible, and trustworthy with what you have to offer the world?
Yeah, of course.
Exactly. So that is what I'm trying to really shift the perception of beauty and how you look on the outside to how about an image that really represents who you are, which is knowledgeable, credible, and trustworthy, which is exactly what we all want to be perceived as, because when we walk out into the world and we say, hey, this is who we are, this is what we want to do, these are the relationships we want to attract, we want to make sure that they're seeing on the outside a representation of who we really are and our core values. So what I did is, sorry.
Well, let me ask you this, just on what you just said. So if I said, what do we say, trust, sincerity, joy, and fun, let's say. Okay.
Right.
When I go to an event, I'm almost always, I mean, it's just who I am. I'm always in a black suit. What's that mean? What does that mean? I mean, always in a black pantsuit. It can have a belt on it. And I'll fancy it up with jewelry or my hair or whatever, but I'm always in a black pantsuit or a skirt suit kind of thing, but it's always black. Does that mean I'm the most boring, morbid person ever? What's that mean?
No, I wear black predominantly too, suits. However, I show my signature style through my accessories,
me too.
My shoes, my jewelry. Yes, and so that's just my choice. But this is what I have created in the book. Do you know the value system you and I just went through in terms of our core foundational values? I created a list of words in the book that you do the same exact process, but for your style. So you can go through these words in the book and circle these words that resonate with you and your style, and then narrow it down. And you start to, but what I would like you to do originally is pull images from magazines that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of women will go, oh, my gosh, I love this soft, feminine look. Or men will say, I like this really polished GQ look. Okay, well, that doesn't tell me too much, so what is it about it? I like this styled tie, and I like really nice jeans, dark denim with a crisp shirt that's a dress shirt but in a color with a nice belt. And I go, okay, that is what you interpret a GQ look to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So break it down. He likes crisp colored shirts. A woman likes a soft feminine look, or maybe animal prints, or maybe classic clean lines. Okay, I'm making this up as I go, because it depends on the client. So when you look at those words, and there are many, many words in the book you can choose from, but when you look at those words and you begin to describe the styles that you like, and it can be based on images that you see in magazines. It doesn't have to be that you would actually wear that outfit, but what do you like about it? When I go shopping with my clients, because I was a makeup artist, but I was also in charge of wardrobe for the CBS station here in town for 14 years, when 9 times out of 10, we purchase things because they're on sale, mm-hmm. or because it's the style that's in style right now, and it looked great on the mannequin, or it looked fabulous on my girlfriend. Or we purchase things just kind of on, you know, oh, I like it, it fits okay, well, I need something new, this will work. And so then we end up with a closet full of garments that we're not wearing or really don't go with anything, or they don't fit anymore, so they're guilt garments, and they make us feel bad when we look in the closet because we think, oh, I can't get rid of that, but I'll wear that again when I lose 10 pounds.
Let me ask you this. Okay, what about if you, like my closet upstairs, I have four boys, so I have like baseball clothes. Okay, I Aww. Might have an event, so I have I have event clothes. I have mm-hmm. clothes that I would go to a school function in. I have clothes that I would go work out in. What if all my clothes are different and it's hard to find that my style? Do you mean what? So what do you mean by like what's your signature style? Because I don't know if I'm gonna have a signature right. style on the baseball field. It's gonna be like
oh no, exactly. And this is another category.
I might be in trouble.
Yeah, no, you separate your personal from your professional wardrobe. So your personal wardrobe, for example, your sports outfits that you wear when you hang out with the boys, and then, you know, for example, my yoga pants that are my office attire because I work and I have my office in a house that's kind of attached to my home. Sure. And so I don't have to really face anybody, right? But even when I go to my son's baseball game, I still kind of put myself together in a way that, you know, I don't look like I just woke up and put on my sweatpants that I wear when I have the flu.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think we're always, you know, representing ourselves when we walk out the door. But when it comes to your sense of style, when you want to walk out the door and say, today, you know, I'm going out there to work or to put myself out there to make new friendships or relationships in life, it's really important that we create a core wardrobe, which I can share with you in the book on how to create the core wardrobe, but that your signature style in terms of your under, you know, the garments that you wear underneath that jacket, that black jacket or with that black skirt or your shoes or, you know, those are the things that people can tell a little bit more about you.
It's funny. It's always a t-shirt, too.
Yeah, and it's not about really trying to impress other people. It's just that, you know, sometimes I think we get a little fearful of doing things because we don't know how to put it together. And so that's okay, too. So the book will help you with that, to identify by pulling images off of, you know, it could be a magazine, it could be online with some of your catalogs, and say, these are the images I like. And then it's important to develop relationships like you do with your hairdresser. develop relationships with people who can help you, really take you out of the box a little bit and help you expand on your style based on what you share with them and what your likes and dislikes are.
Yeah, and I love this. I love your style words too. You know, am I feeling artistic, or am I detailed? Am I exotic? Am I embellished? Or that's really neat how you do that, because some of these words I definitely am not.
Right, and some you may be. For example,
you
know, you could be the classic, timeless, more personality that's accessorized. So, you know, I, like, for example, love Coco Chanel. I just love that look. I could wear it every day, black and white and pearls.
Yeah.
That's just who I am, and that there's nothing wrong with that. But when you identify it and you see that after going through, like, this process, then you can say, all right, well, then I'm going to stop buying things other than what I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm doing that, and then I end up with a closet full of, you know, stuff that doesn't work for me. And so that's when we look in our closet, and hopefully our husbands aren't nearby, and we go, ugh, I have nothing to wear. My husband's go, really?
Really? It's cold.
You just came
cold.
Back from the mall last week. Don't tell me you have nothing to wear.
Well,
that's because, you know, we impulse buy.
Yeah.
And we buy things that... So when you identify those things, that will help with your hairstyle, it'll help with your makeup, and it'll help with your clothing. And I take you through, in that chapter, the entire process on how to go through your closet and organize it like a professional, as well as your makeup, because you do need to know when makeup expires and when you need to toss it, and how to really identify what you want to have in your makeup bag.
We're going to talk about that next. We've got 10 minutes. Before we do the makeup thing, I just want to for you to share with us how people can work with you one-on-one or do the coaching seminars.
Yes.
How do people reach you to do that?
Yes, I do individual coaching. You can reach me at on my website, michellephillips.com.
Okay.
But my email is just, you click contact and it'll go straight to my email.
Okay.
And then my new Reclaim Your Beauty coaching telecourse begins on February 21st. I just finished my last one yesterday for my New Year, New You coaching telecourse.
Mm-hmm.
And I offer it at a very, I feel, reasonable price, because my mission is to work with as many people as possible to take them through the beauty blueprint process and hopefully change the way that people look at themselves. And so that way we can start to create a shift in our culture on what beauty really is. So you go to michellephillips.com. You can sign up right now for the course. It starts February 21st.
February what? 21st?
February 21st. It's at 8 o'clock at night Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. But it's a recorded call, so anyone that can't be on the call live every week, you immediately get emailed the link to the call. And then we have a closed group, a Facebook page that is only private for those Circle members, so people support each other on the Facebook page, and it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fantastic.
Cool. Good for you.
Yeah, but I do coach one-on-one on the call, so you definitely get to work with me to go through the process, and I support everyone on the call.
Of all of the beauty things that you could do to your face, what's one thing or two things or three things that you want to share with people as a way to improve themselves? Because we can't go through all mascaras and anything like that. But what would you say to people listening? I know everybody's different, but maybe there's three things that are common to pretty much everybody you come across.
The first thing I find that people have the most difficulty with is skincare. And so it's really important that you do invest in a good skincare regimen. And if you're not sure what that would be for you in particular, I highly suggest visiting a dermatologist or at least an esthetician that has a medical aesthetics license, because when we have good skin care and good skin health, we don't need as much makeup. Because I think a lot of times people are trying to cover up skin imperfections.
Yeah.
So it's like your foundation.
a funny thing too. After I hit 40, I was like, you know, I don't need makeup anymore. I spent so much time in my 20s and 30s covering zits. It was amazing. I used to pour enough foundation on my face to cover zits, and it always made it worse. And now I don't have zits anymore. I'm like, okay, where'd all my makeup go?
It's really so true. And so you just brought up the exact point of my second point, which is perfect segue, is that I suggest that a tinted moisturizer be used on a daily basis rather than a foundation. First of all, your skin will look better and have better skin health. There are several kinds. I love Miracle Skin Transformer by Sarah McNamara, which you can find at Sephora. And I love Revision, is a wonderful tinted moisturizer. Also, Olay, the Total Effects, 7 anti-aging benefits in a tinted moisturizer, depending on your budget. So what these do is they moisturize your skin, give you a little bit of coverage to even out your skin tone, protect with an SPF, which is extremely important to keep from more damage of your skin and looking older, and also has, you know, a lot of these have benefits that actually improve the look and texture of your skin, so reduces pore size and things like that. So that is the one thing that I would do every day, because that will protect your skin and then also make you feel more confident with a little bit of coverage. And then arching your eyebrows and filling your eyebrows in if your eyebrows are sparse, and learning how to correctly do your eyebrows is extremely important, because your eyebrows frame your face. And so that is a really good tip to look more vibrant, more awake, more alive. And then just a little mascara, lip gloss, and blush. I mean, it really doesn't have to be a lot of work.
Do you find that I'm learning this a little bit, but I've always been real blonde. And I'm curious, we're getting a gray hair question. They're wondering, do you pour hair dye on gray hair, or do you make it more blonde? And I've been just doing blonde with my own natural brown low lights in there. You know, I don't have my hair low lighted. I just let mine grow out, and then they blonde it again. But somebody else is asking, you know, with gray hair, do you have to cover up gray hair?
Oh, goodness, no. One of my best friends went all gray and was more stunning than she was with black hair dye on her hair every day, trying to cover the gray. I think gray is beautiful, but I also feel that for many people, the gray makes them feel older when they look in the mirror, so it's a personal preference. I do feel, though, as a common, you know, general rule, is that as women get older, I know for my mom, she was going, you know, dark, dark, dark. And then when she just went a little bit lighter brown with some lighter highlights in her hair and let some of that natural gray come through, but in a subtle way, she looked much younger and much more youthful, because sometimes that dark can be harsh. And I think there's a reason that, you know, God gave us gray hair to lighten up in our lives as we get older, right? If you don't like the gray, that's fine. Just think, lighten up. Just keep moving. So it's a personal preference, but, you know, I'm blonde and it's not natural. So, but I like
Yeah, I am not either. It's just who I am. I've been this way since eighth grade, and I don't know. I just am what I am. But anyway,
me too.
All right.
But I do think lighter is, you know, sometimes when you get too dark when you get older. For example, my dad used to color his hair, and I think he looks so much better now that he's lighter in gray. So that's, you know, just the general rule. But for hair overall, if your hair is very light and your skin is light, you will look more washed out. So you may want to add a little low lights to add a little contrast in a subtle way, and it will bring back more color to your skin.
So, all right. Well, you're amazing. What a wealth of information, and what a great hour we got to spend with Michelle Phillips. She is the celebrity makeup artist, beauty, and life coach behind the Beauty Blueprint at michellephillips.com. So I just want to thank you. And,
thank you.
Thank you. And for everybody listening, we just welcome everyone to besteveryou.com and bestyounetwork.com. And please also visit michellephillips.com. And you can join her teleseminars or by her book. So very thank you for being with us. And
thank you so much. It's been a wonderful, wonderful hour, and I'm really glad to have met you.
Yeah, I look forward to the things we do in the future. It'll be fun to get to know you more. So, all right, I am going to play this beautiful outro, we call it, by Randy Kay. She taped this for me, and she's got a beautiful voice, and she's behind so many things that are on the Internet. But here you go, Randy Kay. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.